Bertemu kembali. Rodeo adalah perkhidmatan pengiklanan digital luar rumah yang kini dalam usaha untuk mendapatkan dana melalui platform equity crowdfunding PitchIn. Rodeo yang dimulakan 4 tahun lepas kini mencapai pendapatan terkumpul RM6.8 juta daripada modal permulaan RM10,000. Ia kini mempunyai lebih 50 pengiklan dan merekrut sebanyak 5,000 aset kenderaan. Bagaimanakah mereka harungi cabaran fasa 1 dalam pelan pemulihan negara dan apakah yang ingin dibelanjakan dengan dana yang diraih melalui platform PitchIn ini dan bagaimanakah pelabur utama melihat peluang dan juga potensi untuk Rodeo. Kita bersama pengasas dan ketua pegawai eksekutif Rodeo Valen Subramaniam dan juga pelabur utama serta pengasas dan pengerusi Fidelity Funding and Ecosys Tam Lee Chong. Kita akan mulakan dengan Valens. Valens, perhaps you can yes. share with us more about Rodeo and what problems are you solving right now?
Well, good day and good morning, Rizal. Thank you so much for having us here today. Let's start our morning with yeehaw. Can I get your yeehaw, Rizal?
I'll try my best. Yeehaw!
Yeah, that's awesome. That's the spirit, man. So yeah, let me usher you through. Rodeo is a holistic transit advertising specialist. We actually monetize vehicles from three various verticals, mainly on ride sharing, which is the car, food delivery, it could be the bike, and the last mile, it could be something like a Lala move, it could be a truck or lorry. Mm. So all these vehicles are completely crowdsourced, which means that respective vehicles belongs to the owner themselves via, which is gives a freedom, a liberty to go crazy with advertisements. That is what Rodeo all about in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, we are actually providing answer for what we call missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. In Malaysia in general, Grab in average completes approximately 300,000 to 400 trips per day. And it's close to 1 million trips per month. And it's not just in Malaysia, but it's actually a global phenomenon as well. Well, in States, for instance, Uber clocking at least 98 million trips per month. So you can imagine the impactful of vehicles with let them ferry advertisements. Not only that, we're also contributing a social economic as well, where we are actually providing a new revenue stream for drivers and riders to earn additional income by conversing their vehicles with advertisements. In fact, in the past, we have almost contributed 1 million ringgit to the gig economy.
Mm-hmm. And Valens, tell us more about your pitching progress, your crowdfunding progress. You've reached the minimum target of about 300,000 ringgit. You've already secured your lead investors and also angel investors. How did you manage, especially during this pandemic?
Yes, we are actually very grateful to our lead investor and other angel investors as well, as they have full faith and belief in our media offerings. Mm. Not only that, in fact, based on Nielsen 2019 media report, stated that Wrapped Vehicle has one of the highest brand recallness percentage comparative to any other out of media, which is clocked about 64%. That actually validates the demand for our media. Mm. Not only that, in fact, in addition to that, we are actually offering super sexy deals to early investors where they can actually enjoy 5% dividend per annum. And the best of all, they'll be enjoying 40% discounts utilizing any Rodeo media assets. Mm-hmm. This strategic move will allow them to kill two birds with one stone, get paid with dividend, and also gain good ROI. Sound juicy, right?
And Tom, you are the lead investor. What potentials do you see for Rodeo? And why do you think there's a huge market in Malaysia for DOOH?
Right. Morning, Riza.
Morning.
Thank you for the question. Right. So, because Ecosys is a retail and financial technology company, we understand technology. And for Rodeo, it's also a technology company as well because they also invested heavily in tech, especially in Internet of Things. So having seen that, okay, we believe that there's a synergy between both companies and they're able to leverage on our business network as well, not only in Malaysia, but also in Southeast Asia, so increase their order book. Yeah, so that's one thing I look at them. And at the same time, we also have a digital media arm, which we are able to bundle together with the offerings that Rodeo is able to offer to also to our large enterprises as well. So by doing that, okay, we are going to provide a more total solutions package to our clients, but including Rodeo services.
Mm-hmm. And tell us, what do you like about Rodeo? I mean, it's not a new, unique proposition, right, in the market?
It's not, but it's a very unconventional way of advertising right now.
Mm.
And currently, we are operating in a new economic era. Everything that we do, it needs to disrupt the market, not only in Malaysia, but I'm looking at Southeast Asia. So I like the fact that the team is very agile and also adaptive as well. The execution is very well done. And in fact, that is what I like about Rodeo. Mm. They have fantastic team management team, and they know what they are doing.
Mm-hmm. And Valens, coming back to you, how do you plan to use the proceeds from this funding?
Well, first and foremost, we will be increasing our team force, especially onboarding and tech team. Because initial stage that I want to keep a lean team, so I didn't onboard a tech team. So entire development which was initially was at our source. But then now we comes to a stage that we realize that we need to have our own tech team. So the most of the fund will be allocated to increase our team power. Mm. Secondly, some portion of the fund will be also used for expansion plan in India, which we already have established an entity in India, and we are actually looking for the right time to launch. In fact, this will be something good and great, where we will be introducing Rodeo with largest electrical vehicle operator in India. Mm-hmm. And eventually, they also will be coming on board as one of our investors as well.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, you actually mentioned to just now that it is a traditional media, but in fact, it is actually not. Because all the while, if you notice, right, branding on a vehicle is actually very surface. As far as the advertiser is concerned, there isn't any mechanics or metrics that we can share across to advertisers as in how effective is the campaign. So now what we are actually introducing is more in-depth, where we will be providing a deep tech technology with incorporating machine learning and other deep tech elements as well, which enable advertisers to monitor their campaign respectively with a self-service remote system. Mm. So by doing that, we will be more towards like a Google Analytics for traditional advertising.
Mm. But Valens, because of the pandemic, people are spending more time indoors and perhaps online. Is there still room for offline advertising on vehicles to grow?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But then if you take a look carefully, right, it is true, traffic have actually reduced.
Mm-hmm.
But then e-hailing are allowed to operate despite mm-hmm. MCO. So besides commit passengers, now our drivers literally providing parcel and food delivery, which allow the brand goes to doorstep. Having said that, also, we actually launched a Rodeo Moto in a way that we actually disrupting delivery bags. As you can see, more riders on the road, especially this pandemic. So hence, it's high time for us to launch Rodeo Moto. And we have actually launched greatly with Honda Bonsu. Mm. And we have successfully executed in KL as well in Penang. On the other hand, we are also onboarding few other contracts as well during this pandemic. In fact, we just onboarded Alibaba to Rodeo.
Continue. Yes, please. Hello, Valens?
Yes.
Okay. Let's move on to Tam. Tam, what's your exit strategy for Rodeo as a lead investor?
I don't really have an exit strategy for our investment in Rodeo. In fact, we're looking at it as a long-term partnership. What I have in mind is, because currently our own company Ecosys, we are also embarking on an IPO plan.
Mm-hmm.
So we are able to even groom Rodeo towards the path of going for IPO on a standalone basis in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they can even be part of our group in the future as well. So that could be an exit strategy for our investor, but for ourselves, we have no intention of exiting at the moment.
Mm-hmm. But what's the timeline for that to perhaps lease or Rodeo? Do you have a timeline for that?
Well, I will not be surprised that Rodeo can be part of our group in the next 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that could be a very good exit strategy for the investors, okay? Mm-hmm. By holding for 3 years investment in Rodeo and enjoy a very decent potential gain.
And Valens, tell us, are you profitable right now? What successes have you achieved so far in terms of your clients, in terms of your the vehicles that you, your assets? Tell us more about that.
Oh, well, yes, we are profitable startup. We have clocked 6.8 million in 4 years. We have market fit product, good clientele base, good traction, and have very clear and visions to grow the company even further mm-hmm. to the next site. We have grown the company organically throughout with merely 10,000 paid up capital.
Mm-hmm.
And now our startup valued at 10 million ringgit.
Mm-hmm.
We never had an investor, no angel investor before this. In fact, we are completely bootstrapped.
Mm-hmm.
To add, I never had a silver spoon upbringing as well. That is what I call success. Not forgetting my team, who are the main pillar for this success as well. Though we are lean team, but we are really pack a punch.
Mm-hmm. But tell us more about your team. I mean, I saw photos of your team and they're very diverse, right?
Yes, we are a small team, only six of us. Myself and Joyce, the CMO, will spearheading the marketing division of it. And my wife, who is my right hand of the company, who is spearheading the finance and HR. And the other two operation, the other one is the graphic. So a small team, but we wish that with the funding that we are extending now, will definitely allow us to grow the company and will go to greater heights. That's for sure.
On that note, thank you very much, Valen Subramaniam, Ketua Pegawai Eksekutif Rodeo dan juga pelabur utama serta pengasas dan pengerusi Fidelity Funding Itkosis. Tam Lee Chua membincangkan berkenaan dengan usaha Rodeo untuk mendapatkan dana ketika ini. Ia telah mencapai nilai RM300,000 yang disasarkan dan ia akan terus mencuba untuk mendapatkan nilai RM1 juta di atas pitch-in. Dan sekian niaga awal ini untuk jam ini. Ikuti bagaimana segelintir masyarakat mendepani cabaran kehidupan dalam diary lockdown di halaman Micro Interaktif di astroawani.com sekarang dan juga segala maklumat lain dalam astroawani.com dan juga aplikasi Astro Awani. Terima kasih kerana menonton saluran berita paling dipercayai di Malaysia. Saya Rizal Zulkapli. Salam hormat.